All right, we continue on. It's our Riverside Locker Room Chat. We're joined now by boys basketball coach, that is Tyler Herbster, brought to you by Euler Law Office and MCON. I don't know if there's a team in the Northeast Kansas League playing as good as this Riverside boys squad right now. Two more wins kind of to go over with the coach, and we'll get his thoughts on the McLeod tournament coming up next week. But, Coach, you guys got 7 games in 12 days coming up here, so I know you guys don't have a lot of practice time. It's going to be a lot of key games, you know, whether it's the tournament or in the league, but we'll kind of dive into that aspect in a moment, but two big wins since we last spoke. How about 56-18 Friday against Jackson Heights? You turn around Tuesday against Atchison County, 65-44. You guys have won 8 straight. I know there's a lot of players playing well for you, but how about that Jackson Heights game? After a 2-2 start, you guys ultimately go on a 30-0 run to really put that game away. And Jackson Heights is no slouch. They got athletes, very good players, and a good team in this league. So maybe the most impressive win maybe to date this season. Would you agree?
Yeah, and I was actually looking forward to getting some real good, strong athletes on both teams out on the floor and up and down and kind of see, because we have been kind of being pretty physical, pushing some teams around a little bit. And I kind of thought, well, this is going to be a really good test, just, you know, putting 10 really good athletes out on the court and to see what we can do. And, honestly, that's what we talked about, being physical. And we did such a great job walling up penetration and also getting out our hands up around the perimeter. So we were not giving anything easy at the basket and no open shots around the perimeter. And it was honestly just the best our defense has flown around. And I know, like you said, we went on a 30-0 run, but it was everything was created from our defense in that game.
Yeah, and we've talked about your defense just kind of collectively as a whole, but more on the individual side, man. Mason Hayes has been kind of that key guy to guard the opposition's best player. You know, like the Oskaloosa game, he's guarding Rockhold, holds him to nothing, Drake Mellies. Javon Kabia, very good shooter for Horton. So you got a kid like Mason Hayes who you can put on every opposition's best player, and he is absolutely locking them down. Mason Hayes kind of leading that charge and a great on-ball defender for you guys, and hopefully he can kind of keep that going here as we move forward.
Yeah, and he honestly he loves the role. He wants it. He wants to guard the other team's best player. And like I said, we're not over there smothering. You know, we're not face guarding the other team's best player. He's guarding them straight up. He's able to extend past the three-point line and keep those players out of the lane. But he's not helping as much off, but he's playing these other team's best players straight up, and can't be any more proud of him and what he's doing. And I know he wishes that he could be scoring 20 points a game, but he is doing a very important job for us, and he's doing a great job at it.
Yeah, Tyzel Harrington, we've talked about him throughout the course of the year. Sounds like he's continuing to play well. But how about Gavin Schoenfelder? 18 points, 12 rebounds against Atchison County. Just another body that's putting in some good minutes for you.
Yeah, and he got injured in that third game of the year where he was about ready to start come along, and then he missed a few games right there, and we got him back after Christmas break, and here comes, you know, that Thursday against Jackson Heights was his best game, you know, and he was just a kid that came off the bench, and he's learning to use his 240-pound frame, and he's someone that's played summer league basketball and traveled around and played some basketball his whole life. So he's got good feet. He's smooth. He's got wide shoulders, has an extremely high vertical for kind of how heavy he is. So he looked extremely good on Thursday or against Jackson Heights. And then last night he was really moving people inside and crashing the glass hard. So really, he's probably the one that we needed to step up, bring in off the bench, and really give us a burst. So, and that's, hopefully he can keep it up, honestly.
Well, finally, we just mentioned you guys are in a stretch of 7 games in 12 days. So you go Thursday, Friday, you get a rematch with Jackson Heights on the road at McLeod Friday. But, you know, let's kind of gloss over that. I want to get your thoughts. We got the bracket for the midseason tournament next week, you know, at McLeod. It's the 39th annual McLeod Invitational Tournament. You guys are actually the top seed. You'll get Horton in the first round. Pleasant Ridge, Moore Hill, McLeod, also representing the Northeast Kansas League. Bishop Ward, KC Christian, Maranatha, the other three teams in that field. So I just wanted to get your thoughts on that tournament starting on Monday, and obviously kind of a step out of the norm kind of scenario. Although it is teams in the Northeast Kansas League, it's just a different feel with the midseason tournament starting next week.
Yeah, honestly, I don't want to glaze over any other team or look ahead, but us and Bishop Ward, believe it or not, I feel like have developed a semi-rivalry where for both the Cyclones, they've knocked us out. We made it to the championship against them there. They've knocked us out. I don't think we've got a win against them. Last year, they're the ones that knocked us out by 1 point to get to the sub-state championship. So,
Believe it or not,
us and Bishop Ward have played each other 4 times here in the last 3 years, I think, and they've got the best of us. I'm not looking past the first round game or the set, you know, but I honestly would really like to get a chance to play them, hope maybe in the second round if we both make it there. So that's really the team I'm looking forward to trying to get a chance to play. And they like I said, they play pretty high level competition. They're just a hard team to get film on and watch. And so they usually have some really good athletes out on the court and can match our athleticism. So it's usually a fun tournament. Hopefully we're there the last game on Saturday is really what I want to do. But we got to just keep showing up and kind of playing our style of basketball. And, you know, we glossed over tomorrow night's game a little bit at Jackson Heights, but I'm more worried about going on the road to Jackson Heights right now.
Yeah.
Because they're not going to appreciate how that last game went. And I know they're probably having some good practices and want nothing more to beat us when we come there tomorrow night, and I think our boys understand that, and hopefully they just show up and play their best, and when we aren't playing good in this 7-game stretch, that it's just good enough to squeak out some wins when we're not at our best.
Riverside boys basketball coach Tyler Herbster joining us again. The Cyclones, 2 more big wins, 8 consecutive wins since that 4-point loss to open the season against Oskaloosa. They go to Jackson Heights Thursday night at McLeod Friday, and then they turn around Monday to stretch of 7 games in 12 days for this Cyclones team, looking to keep that momentum going this week and into the McLeod tournament. Coach, we'll talk to you next week in the midst of that tournament.
All right, sounds great.